Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
One man arrested, another still being sought in the rape of a woman at Riegelman Boardwalk on Surf Avenue near Coney Island Beach. This happened last night around 9 p.m. when the 46-year-old woman was approached by two men, one of whom held a knife to her neck. The other one sexually assaulted her. She was treated at Coney Island Hospital. One of the suspects, a homeless man identified as 24-year-old David Devon Bonilla, was caught. He's now charged with rape, sexual abuse, assault, menacing, and criminal possession of a weapon. Cops are still looking for the other. A Brooklyn man now looking at hate crime charges for allegedly stabbing another man near a synagogue in Crown Heights. This witness telling CBS 2, the suspect was menacing some Jewish men, but then turned violent after they threatened to call the cops.
And the guy started to say free Palestine and stuff like that. And two of my friends came a little bit closer and told them, like, go away. And after a couple of minutes, the guy said, like, you want to die? You want to, what's going on? He said, like, no, nobody want to die. Go away. We're going to call the police. It was like a second. Took a knife, opened it like that, and stop them by the stomach.
22-year-old Vincent Sumter is charged with assault as a hate crime. The victim, a 30-year-old, was taken to Maimonides and is expected to recover. Well, here's the latest with the G-Train shutdowns. The final phase begins today and runs through Labor Day. And so there will be no G-Trains running between Bedford, Nostrand Avenues and Church Avenue in Brooklyn through September 3rd. At the same time, the trains will be running again between Bedford, Nostrand, and Court Square. This is all to make upgrades to the decades-old signal system. As part of this new phase, you'll have free B93 buses between the Bedford, Nostrand, and the Hoyt Skirmerhorn stations. In addition, shuttle service will also extend to J Street Metrotech. There, you can catch the ACF and R trains. A major animal rescue in Connecticut, where 23 dogs, 20 cats, 7 rabbits, and a guinea pig were all seized from deplorable conditions by Woodbridge Regional Animal Control. Chief Jessica Moffo says the owner will be looking at criminal charges.
It's just unfortunate the situations that happened, but, you know, we have to do our job. At the end of the day, it is animal cruelty 100%, and we have no tolerance on that, and right now we have 22 counts.
And there may be more. That's because there are still another 30 cats that need to be removed from the home. Other rescue organizations are helping by taking some of the animals, but Mavo says donations are greatly needed considering how many are in their care. You can get all the info at woodbridgect.org. Several Long Island officials now demanding the state health department do an expanded study. This is after those chemical drums were found buried beneath the former Grumman dumping ground at Bethpage Community Park. Newsday says Oyster Bay Supervisor Joseph Saladino, State Senator Stephen Rhodes, and Assemblymember Jake Blumenkrantz all sent a letter last Thursday urging the agency to make this an immediate priority. In all, 22 concrete encased drums containing carcinogens were unearthed this spring, despite regulators insisting there were none. Additional scanning is now being done to search for more. A Dix Hills woman who was among those injured in the deadly DWI crash at a nail salon back in June is now suing the liquor store that sold alcohol to the driver. 54-year-old Nicole Mealy suffered fractured ribs, a broken sternum, and cuts to her eyes, face, and chest in the June 28th horror. Stephen Schwally, who was behind the wheel, has pleaded not guilty in the crash that left 4 people dead. Suffolk County prosecutors said he regularly purchased alcohol from Stance Liquors, and now Mealy is suing that store for gross negligence. Want to get on campus at Columbia? Well, you'd better have ID. Starting today, Columbia will require a school-issued ID card to access all university grounds. All visitors would need to fill out a form online before gaining access. Columbia had restricted access during pro-Palestinian demonstrations in the spring, but later reopened the campus during daytime hours. The university says these new rules will remain in effect till further notice. 1010 Winds Sports, the Yankee captain's about to reach a milestone, while the Mets came this close to making franchise history last night.
Yeah, Susan, Aaron Judge now one home run away from 300 for his career, with number 299 for the Yanks, number 99 coming in an 8-7 rubber game win for Aaron Boone's punch over Texas at the stadium.
As I've told you guys a lot, sometimes I take him for granted, you know, his greatness. Every now and then, though, I try to remind myself what I'm getting to watch over there every day with what he's been able to do and just the player and the hitter that he's become. It is remarkable.
Then we have the unremarkable, as only Jeff McNeil's home run kept the Mets from being shut out for an entire series in Seattle, where Francisco Lindor and company lost the finale 12-1.
At the end of the day, they outplayed us. They played better defense. They ran the bases better. They hit better than us. They outpaced us.
But the good news is the Mets are only half a game out of a playoff spot. Mark Renee, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.